living in, whether you are black or white, whether you are rich or poor, whether you are educated or uneducated, whether you are in America, Australia, Africa, China, whoever, wherever, however, no matter how far mankind may advance technologically, like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like fragrance can never be separated from a flower, in exactly the same way, the success of dunya, qabr and akhirat can never ever be separated from the mubarak and pure way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Allah has taken upon himself. Allah in his ilm azali, in his eternal knowledge, has revealed that way of life upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only revealed it, but preserved it and protected it. Allah says in the Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." We have revealed this Quran and we will protect it. In the 1930s, that time Germany was on the rise in the world. It is historically recorded that a few German scholars at that time started collecting manuscripts of the Bible. They collected 8 different manuscripts of various parts in the world. And when they compared it, they found there were variations in every one of the manuscripts. Then they started collecting manuscripts of the Quran. It is historically recorded they collected 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran. And then they started comparing letter for letter, harf for harf, nukta for nukta, point for point. They could not find a single variation in any manuscript.
Allah.
This is what Allah has said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." We have revealed this Quran and we will protect it. Unfortunately, my respected brothers and sisters, many of us have this mindset or idea that this mantle of ismat and protection is only for the letters and words of the Quran. It's not confined to the words and letters and alphabets of the Quran. Someone asked our mother, Aisha Umm al-Mumineen radiallahu anha, that described the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such intelligence Allah had blessed her with in one sentence. In one sentence she summed up the total reality of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did she say? She said, "Kana khulukuhul Qur'an." Kana khulukuhul Qur'an. If you want to see the day of the Qur'an, the night of the Quran, the character of the Quran, the morals of the Quran, the import of the Quran, the way of life of the Quran, the concern of the Quran, the cry of the Quran, then don't look any further than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the living, walking, talking, spirit, physical manifestation of Allah's kalam. What Allah's kalam wanted to introduce in humanity was resplendent in the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like Allah took upon himself to protect the words, letters and alphabets of the Quran, Allah took upon himself to protect the meaning of the Quran, which is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.